This is our regular segment on tourism in Argentina, discovering Argentina. Today we'll talk about the Patagonian province of Chubut. Chubut is a Patagonian province located between parallels 42 and 46 south latitude, and it's perhaps the most representative of this part of southern Argentina in terms of the landscape and the resilience of the inhabitants. According to the local tourism bureau, the province is limited by the Andes mountain range to the west, and on the east we have the Atlantic seaboard. The northern limit of Chubut is about 12,000 kilometers south from the city of Buenos Aires. It is perceived as a region with a pretty tough weather, not only because it's cold, but also because of the very, very strong winds that cross Chubut most of the days of the year, and there is also a very dry atmosphere. At all times, however, the passion and the love for the land that pioneers brought with them, including Welsh immigrants at the beginning of the 20th century, can be found among the locals of this beautiful Patagonian province.
Porque en mi sueño de chango, sin saber de amor te amaba, porque llegaste a mi vida trayéndome la esperanza. Porque llegaste a mi vida trayéndome la esperanza. Porque comenzamos juntos.
In this region, oil was found back in the year 1907, just outside the little town back then, now it's a big city, of Comodoro Rivadavia, which also has a large number of sheep, and became one of the main products in this area, wool. In addition, over recent years, over recent decades, I should say, the whales of Puerto Pirámides became another symbol of Chubut and perhaps its main tourist attraction. Thousands of Argentines and foreigners travel to this coastal area of Chubut every year to have the exciting adventure of seeing whales and their calves, as well as penguins, sea lions, and elephant seals. Province of Chubut highlights the mountain range region with its charms. We're extracting this quote from the website of the Tourism Bureau of the Province of Chubut. The charms of the lake region of Chubut that includes national parks, ancient trees, glacier lakes, narrow gorge trains that run through the Patagonian plateau, and also paleontological remains that catch the attention of scholars and experts from around the world. One of the most visited places in the area, speaking of national parks, is Los Alerces, which I happened to visit about 20 years ago. Incredibly gorgeous place. There is a green lake, actually, there. One of the several lakes is the Green Lake, and it's green. It's amazing. Los Alerces includes that lake and others such as Futalaufken, Kruger, Rivadavia, Menéndez, and also the Arrayanes River, linking some of them. The park was created to protect the forests that are integrated by species of Lawan and, of course, Alerces. You can find here some of the oldest living trees on the planet, and they are typical of the region. They are endangered, so authorities are paying special attention to the preservation of these typical trees. They are also protecting animals such as the Huemul deer, which at one point, and due to excessive hunting, almost extinguished. As locals point out in Chubut, the province is an opportunity that nobody should miss. It's a great place where you can enjoy the possibility of discovering a vast territory that really identify Patagonia. And that was our regular feature on tourism, discovering Argentina. Produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Today, we discovered the Patagonian province of Chubut.